mean, if all it was going to take for this to happen, Barker, was for them to bring back the damn jacket, they should have done it like, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Should have listened to Vladdy. Huh?
9-1, the Blue Jays have beaten the Detroit Tigers in the first of a four-game series. Kevin, 18 runs in the last two games for the Blue Jays. They have won 4 of 5. Life looks a lot better now, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, IKF's eliminated the leg kick, right? Give them a little better chance of throwing barrel at baseball. Getting hitters counts, you can do some damage on it because you're in an athletic position. Dalton Varsho getting off his backside. If you're going to stride separate, eliminate your lower half, you got to make sure you throw in the back hip at the baseball. You get a little spinner right down the middle. You do damage to the full side. Vladdy, for whatever reason, these Detroit Tigers pitchers think they can throw up changeups. What you doing, man? You got to stay with some length there. You can get the ball in the air, right? You don't try to hit the high octane velocity. You get a changeup. You can get extended a little bit more. Staying in the big part of the field, I think that's sort of the theme, right? It's just seeing Bo squared up with the shoulder, staying in the big part of the field. Vladdy with the double to left center, the home run to center. You know, they're square. They got length in their swing. They're staying in the big part of the field. They got through the sixth inning, right? You had Gausman in the sixth inning, sort of first and second. Nobody out. Had to make a couple big pitches. Kiermaier, right? It's the first move. Ball hit to you, runner at second. It's that first move. Actually, you know, you're throwing him out before you actually get the baseball. Once you get the baseball, because you have talent, you have arm strength, that's sort of icing on the cake. You make the plays, Jeff, when you have to make them, right? You do that on the road, you get really good starting pitching. The starting pitching gives that lineup a chance to have a big inning. Just so happens they had a couple of big innings. Hopefully they can build off that, and we see more jacket. Let's all say it together. See more jacket.
Yeah, let's say it, shall we? Kevin Gausman, you mentioned it was awfully good. Danny and Chris LaRue and Ben Shulman made the point during the telecast and the broadcast. The velo was down a little bit for Kevin Gausman on his fastball, but I mean, it, you know, and other than that little wobble in the second inning, he was awfully good. And I mean, listen, I understand, you know, the Detroit Tigers are only marginally better than the Blue Jays as an offensive team, but 5 no-hit innings is nothing to be sneezed at, considering Kevin Gausman's had kind of an uncertain start to the season.
Yeah, the split hadn't been split, and I think today, at least for me, that's the best splitter we've seen in a while, right? When you sort of manipulate that thing, have it looking like a sinker. You know, he can have the one that looks a little bit more like a 12-6 that he's trying to get a swing and miss on. You know, that's sort of more for the lefty than the righty, right? He's got something that he can do to sort of both sides of the plate. He's changing speeds a little bit more on the split finger. And a fastball command, you know, I think sort of the lineup you're facing, he was attacking a little bit more. He saw the same stat that we saw, that they don't swing a ton. You know, first couple of pitches, he was very aggressive. He got ahead most of the time. When you're doing that and you can start to have that split finger tunnel a little longer, breaking a little bit more, you know, doing it with some sink both sides of the plate. I mean, he's a tough kid. He made a pitch, Jeff, when he had to make it. I think that's sort of what we haven't been seeing from him. And tonight, you know, in the sixth inning there when he needed to make a pitch, it was the two-seamer. I think the Veerling, it looked like to me like a two-seamer. And then the elevated fastball to Green there to get the punch out. The Perez at bat, you tip your hat to a good hitter, right? I mean, that's a young hitter who's hungry. I mean, he battled, he fought, he got a good pitch, he stayed up the middle, tip your hat. But other than that, I mean, that's exactly what the doctor ordered. Do you expect anything other than this from the rotation right now? I think they got 5 dudes who are predictable. Now it's just for the lineup to step up and continue to have some at-bats like this. I will say this. Ross and whoever wanted to speak out loud was saying, when Bo and Vladdy are going, the lineup just seems to fall in place. Boy, it sure looks that way, don't it, Jeff?
It absolutely does. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. 590-590 is the text line. It is a winning edition of Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker. 9-1, the Blue Jays have beaten the Detroit Tigers in the first game of a four-game series. The second game is tomorrow. Again, it's a 6:40 start. Alek Manoah will be on the mound for the Blue Jays. And a reminder that Sunday's game is an 11:35 a.m. first pitch. It is a Roku game. It is a part of MLB's new package that it has negotiated with Roku. The difference between this package and the Apple TV package is we at Sportsnet will be carrying the game on the TV side as well as the radio side. So you can get up and have brunch with the Blue Jays on Sunday. And who knows if they get another couple of games like this. I mean, I'm not saying that it could be a sweep, but...
Say it, Jeff.
No, not just after one game.
Huh.
Not just after one game. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590, 590 is the text line. Bo and Vladdy, you're absolutely right. When they get it going, this team's offense is a handful. There's absolutely no doubt about it. But Kevin, I wanted to ask you about Dalton Varsho. Whenever Dalton Varsho gets a hit, it's an extra base hit. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think at one point, I think we're closing in on half his hits are extra base hits, or 43% or 44% of his hits are extra base hits. Do we need to maybe, I'm not going to say reevaluate him as a hitter, because yeah, I think you're right. I think we all agree he's never going to win a batting title. He's not going to hit 300. But is there more of a hitter in there than we may have originally thought?
Yeah, I think you got to ask yourself, what's the expectations for Dalton Varsho? I've said this and I'll continue to say it. Try and hit 25 homers, however many RBIs that brings, steal at least 20 bases, and play elite defense in center and left. And it seems to me like he's, you know, headed in that direction to do that kind of thing. And whatever he hits average wise is gravy. Like, it's, you know, it's, again, what's your expectations, mm-hmm. Jeff? And I think they sort of have tampered expectations a little bit, right? It's a little unfair, and I said this the first time I saw him hitting cleanup at the beginning of the season. You ain't doing him no favors. Like, you know, you're bringing him over here, you gave up what you gave up for him. It's a lot of pressure on a kid to show up and, you know, trying to figure out his lower half. He's got two different ones, and, you know, it's in between, and now all of a sudden the league's made an adjustment with the elevated fastball. It just seems to me like they're getting out of the way. Like, leave the kid alone. Let him go out there and beat Dalton. And I think Dalton's bought into it. I think the organization's bought into it. And I think fans of the Blue Jays and Dalton Varsho should just enjoy what they're seeing. Don't put a ton of expectations on him. And, you know, be happy when he does something productive to the pull side, right? He's not, for me anyway, he's probably going to be a tough get to hit somewhere in the 280 range just because you don't use the whole field, right? You to hit it for a high average, you got to use a little bit more of the whole field. And for him not to be doing that and up the middle to the pull side, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like dudes who try and do damage and, you know, get the foot down and just think about, I have good rotation. The barrel will get out front and hopefully I get this thing in the air and I help my team win a baseball game. And look, all of a sudden now, Jeff, I think you're stopping what you're doing to watch Dalton hit. And that's kind of cool, I think.
Brendan in Alberta, you're on Blue Jays Talk. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Going well, man.
Good win. Love to see the runs. But I just want to point out Kevin Kiermaier's throw at the plate today.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really big defensive play in my mind.
It sure was.
You come up to the plate instead of being down by one, you're tied, going to the plate for Varsho's at bat, just kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off and just makes him just, you know, freer up there, I think. And I just want to get your guys' opinion on how a big defensive play like that can really change the way a lineup goes up there and approaches their at bats.
I appreciate the call, Brendan. Kevin, I'll turn it over to you. You played the game, but I do want to say this. Maybe the most frustrating thing to me about this team is, yeah, they play, they've got really good outfield defense, mm-hmm. elite outfield defense. In general, okay infield defense, maybe better than okay infield defense. And you know what? They've cured a lot of the boneheaded base running plays they've made in the past. Now, I think tonight, I noticed Bo slipped and fell when he was picked off. I also noticed that it looked like it was Lake Erie between first base and second base. I mean, I'm sure Listen, I know that the grounds crews can do some funky things to base paths. But all that aside, that's the frustrating thing to me is I'm seeing a lot of really like a lot of that stuff that we weren't seeing 2 years ago, even we're seeing now. Right. And it just makes the lack of offense even more frustrating. But to the caller's point, I'll turn this over to you. You've played the game. A big defensive play. See, I'm not necessarily a big believer in momentum, but I am a big believer that a big defensive play that can get you back into the dugout and get you up to the plate, it helps the pace of the game almost, right?
Well, yeah, you would think too, Vogelbach, right? If he's down a run, he's going to go up and try and get sexy, right? He's going to get frisky. Mm-hmm. He's going to try and hit a homer instead of just trying to hit a ball hard. And, you know, that was the longest single in the history of baseball, by the way. I mean, that's something else, dude. That is something else. But anyway, yeah, I think just the advance, the mindset of, okay, it's a tie. I stay within myself. I don't overdo it. Instead of being down a run and, you know, you're gripping the bat a little tighter, you may expand, you may chase. You have empty at bats instead of, right, exactly what you saw. And then, you know, you sort of take off from there. Kiermaier's must watch the center, man. Like, it's just the way he gets to the baseball, the routes he runs, how he gets around the ball. Even if the ball plays him like that ball did a little bit where mm-hmm. he caught it a little awkward, he still makes up for it by sort of, you know, real quick, like throwing his body around just to line it up towards his target so he can throw a strike to Danny. Like, it's just a little things like that to make him elite. So, absolutely. I mean, that's a great call by the caller. And if you're not going to hit, Jeff, you better play great defense. And that's what Kiermaier does.
Yes, absolutely. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. It is a winning edition of Blue Jays Talk with Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker. We're going to take a break and go back to the phone lines, back to the text lines as well. 590-590 is a text line. If you can't call us, feel free to drop us a text. We'll get it on tonight. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
The at-bats have been getting better, definitely. I think the approach is kind of shifting a little bit. Flaherty's a good pitcher. He's having a good year. But, you know, I think we grinded, and you get to the third time through. Big homer from Varsh, obviously Izzy. But I was more impressed with how we added on runs against their bullpen, which is something we've been talking about for a long time. But it's been nice to see. It's been nice to see the home runs. It's been nice to see the doubles. And it's the usual characters that are kind of getting going in Bo and Vlad, and Varsh can kind of continues to do it.
That is John Schneider, manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, a very happy John Schneider, as the Toronto Blue Jays have beaten the Detroit Tigers 9-1 at Comerica Park, the first game of a four-game series, and that means the Jays have won four of their last five, and if you, as my colleague Kevin Barker has done, operate under the assumption that this run of games, the three we just saw concluded against Chicago, four against Detroit, three more against Chicago, then three more against Pittsburgh, if you're operating under the assumption that before we can talk about the Blue Jays doing anything, they got to get closer to 500, mm-hmm. Kevin, this run of games, not to take anything away from these teams in particular, but these run of games are hugely important, and, you know, so far so good. And it's interesting the point John Schneider's made about adding on runs, and especially adding on runs against a team's bullpen. You know, I think what is unspoken there on the part of John Schneider is he's enjoyed being able to use his bullpen with a substantial lead as opposed to always being down by a run or being down by two runs. It allows him, quite frankly, to hide the Tim Mazes and the mm-hmm. Hennessy Cabreras a little bit until that bullpen is good to go again, which, you know, hopefully Bowden Francis and Chad Green are back before the end of the weekend. Bowden Francis is apparently with the team. That's why I think these last couple of games have been so important it's allowed John to hide guys that he otherwise wouldn't want to use.
It is amazing
to be
how,
blunt.
Yeah, it is amazing how two run homers make a manager feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Well, it just makes you feel like you just want to tell everybody how proud you are of your team, boy. I mean, that's what we've been yelling and screaming about all year. Where them homers at? Where them homers at with traffic? on the
all
bases.
All they needed was a jacket, man. All they needed was a jacket. The jacket was where all the homers are.
Yeah, the jacket is the MVP of the team, Jeff.
Oh, without question.
End of story.
It's a player of the month so far. Certainly the offensive player of the month for this team. 590-590 is the text line. Julia from Kleinberg, I mean it, sign Danny now. There's a little inside joke there. Julia sent in the same text, I believe, when we were doing Blue Jays Talk, the TV edition. He didn't get it on, so Julia, we finally got it on, and yes, I would echo that statement, although I think, as Shai Davidi pointed out on our show this week, I think that ship has probably sailed. I think Danny's close enough to free agency now. If he can stay healthy and continue to put these numbers up, he's going to test the market. I certainly wouldn't preclude the Blue Jays from signing him, but let's face it, Kevin, once a player gets to be a free agent, re-signing him becomes a lot more difficult. Justin from Kitchener, same thing. Do you think it's time to prioritize a new contract for Danny Jansen? I think they've already spoken to Danny about that. And I want Sheena in Regina, Kevin, I want to get this text on because it's been open season on John Schneider an awful lot this year. Sheena in Regina, underrated move by Schneider was to pinch hit Turner in the eighth. Great game from Schneider. She also says, I love to see Vladdy smile putting on the home run jacket. But, you know, that pinch hit, again, the add-on run. And you could tell what John was thinking. I think Dan touched on this. Get Justin Turner up there. Yes, it's righty and righty, but your chances of getting a ball in the air, which would drive in a run, probably better than with Kevin Biggio. And as we saw, Justin did single to left, and they got, you know, if they can get him going again, that's, you know, now you're talking Jano, Guerrero, Bichette, and a Turner going. Suddenly, Kevin, you got a little bit of a middle of the order there, you know?
Yeah, with Turner yesterday's three walks and the at bat that, you know, he put out there today, where it just looks like he's a little bit more on time, right? Again, I talk about the up the middle a lot. Up the middle just adds length. It keeps you inside the baseball, especially when you're struggling. There's a lot of hits up the middle the other way, Jeff. And, you know, I think you're starting to see him grind it out. You're starting to see him at least have a chance to live to fight another pitch. And with the big leg kick and what he's trying to do to the baseball, to the pull side of the air, he needs to be on time. It just looks like he's a little bit more on time. And again, you know, I think John there was going for the jugular. Like, he wants that dude up to sort of eliminate the game and put it away and not have to worry about if he needs to bring Tim Mazza in or anybody else to struggle. I think we do need to give Zach Pop a little credit too. Boy, that sinker is some kind of sinking. And, you know, look, if he can give you something in that seventh inning in some big spots to turn it over to Jimmy, I mean, that's a big deal, Jeff. There ain't too many dudes throw that hard with that much sink. So maybe they found a little lightning in the bottle there. And, you know, again, it just is amazing how good your team and how nice your manager sounds when you are hitting homers.
Yeah.
Keep hitting them. And I don't know if you could read Vladdy's lips when he got to the end of the dugout, but he said, it's about time. And, boy, I know there's a lot of Blue Jays fans could second that.
Yeah. We've got another text. Could this be the start of Vladdy going from the young guy who needed the veteran presence to the leader of this team? That jacket has his name in the inside. He loved wearing it tonight. And if he is going to be the leader, what type of everyday big leaguers does he need to surround them? I mean, let's not quite go there yet. This whole thing about leadership, one of the things I've learned, Kevin, from spending time with you, and it's kind of added on to the experience that I had covering the game. I may not have realized it as much at the time, but it really is an individual thing. You know, you can't be a leader if you're not producing.
Yeah.
You may want to, but your teammates, they're not going to be buying that. So let's just kind of put the brakes a little bit right now on Vladdy as the leader. But let's be happy with the fact that, again, Guerrero, Bichette, Jansen, like, we're finally at a point where the Jays are running out three or four dudes every day in the lineup, and you're sitting there thinking, okay, one of these guys is capable. I'm going to throw Varsho in there too because of his extra base prowess. But now we're looking at a lineup where we're going, okay, we got five guys who can give me a hit here. We really do.
Yeah, and Springer had a sack fly, right? Situational hitting, not trying to do too much. Just get a ball up, want to backspin it, get it in the air deep enough to score the run from third. Like, it's, you know, when you're struggling, you need to do the little things. And little things can turn into bigger things. And, again, I just remember what Ross said, you know, a couple of talks ago when he was talking about how much basically pressure they were putting on the core, which is two guys, the shortstop and the first baseman, if they get rolling, how good it could look. And, man, I'm not sure you can argue with that. Like, it just seems like this team is a whole different team when them two dudes are covering things.
Yeah, it really does. You know, again, I think this, there's a lot of Captain Obvious in what we're saying here. But this team's got ground to make up. And, you know, now's the time to do it. They are 23-26. They are three games under 500. We've talked about run differential. They're minus 30 in run differential. I mean, they're clawing back there. They're the past couple of days, they've clawed back a little bit there. And that's really, you know, that's kind of the start. We're just, all we've been looking for is something that suggests something good might be coming down the track. That's all we've been looking for, I think, for the first 6 weeks of the season or 2 months of this season, is just give us an indication that that something good is coming our way. And boy, if they can get starting pitching, continue to get starting pitching like they got tonight, see what Alec Manoah does tomorrow. You know, 23-26, it's a start. It ain't great, but it's a start.
Start hitting some fastballs a little more often and see what they can do against some better pitching. Grind it out, and hopefully a guy hangs one and you can win some games that way. Absolutely. They're gaining confidence. You can see it. Now you got to take it and run with it.
Barker, I will talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Blair and Barker will be on from 4 to 6 Eastern on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And Sportsnet, you can consider ourselves your pregame show. It is a 6:40 first pitch tomorrow. And Kevin and myself will be along after the game tomorrow night with Blue Jays Talk. So, the final score at Comerica Park tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays 9, the Detroit Tigers 1. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Markham and Richmond Hill. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com. Canada's number one rust protection.